Good morning, everyone. Hello. Hold on. Let me adjust the mic real quick. All right. We're good. We're set. We're chilling. My name's Jack, and this is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the sounds I've started off the show with today are from Proc Fiscal. This is Pub Utopic from the new, well, not new anymore, but new like 6 months ago. RT Han EP, which has made its way back into my rotation recently. They're sort of like disjointed little electronic lullabies in a way. Hold on, I think music's a little too loud right now. Apologies for the sound mixing issues. I'm just a guy. I just do a radio show. Anyways, today it's a little misty, a little slow out. Most people don't have class today because we're on a Friday schedule here at Tufts. And I've got a little bit of kind of introspective and introverted electronic music today. And once again, starting off, this was Pub Utopic by Proc Fiscal from the new EP, RT Han. And I'm alone in the studio today, which is kind of perfect for the type of music I'm playing, I suppose. But yeah, that's really all I have to say right now. And for our next song, I'll quickly introduce it before it begins. It's Can't Be by John Eno. John Eno is one of my favorite artists I've found out about lately. This incredible British rapper who's just doing these bizarre and beautiful things. And I'll just let the music speak for itself. This is Can't Be by John Eno.
Yeah. Sent through our hair, but we don't care. We're here for a better time, we ain't here to better time. And line after line, he won't reach his deadlines, but he won't dead the lines, cause that's what keeps him moving. Things ain't improving, trouble on the TV. What's that, stabbing or shooting? At least them lot's losing. We all had a chance and they stopped assuming. Now it's all doom and glooming. Heads up, kept it moving. And she said, what's the meaning of man? Some things we can't understand, can't even call it a plan. There's too much heat on the fan, might even catch me a tan. That's all we care about, mate. Confidence always gave him shakes. Unscripted scriptures, never play by the book. Already shook, next one took him for mook. He couldn't even look, they'd probably call him a crook. Soul and shell got took, felt like Captain Hook. And when was the last time that he saw first? First time that he got burst, way back JVC on the shirt. Don't wear no studs on the turf, he had to deal with a curse. Gloves on first.
Thank you. goes really slow, and I need to let it. It's all I dreamed of. It can't get started. Time goes by really slow, and I need to let it. And all I dreamed of.
Talk for a minute. This was Bankhead Extended by Kalayla off her debut mixtape Cut For Me. The song before this once again was Can't Beat by John Eno. You heard it. Pretty awesome. I really just love what he's doing. And this is one of my favorite Kalayla songs playing right now. So that's perfect. I've been listening to Cut For Me, the album, a lot. And it's very good. That's what can I say, you know? And right now, beginning in the background behind me is from Coolie G off of her, I believe, debut album, Playin' Me. This is Landscapes. And I just recently started listening to Coolie G. And honestly, I'm kicking myself for not having listened earlier. It's totally up my alley. Exactly what I, like, absolutely adore in music. So hopefully you'll enjoy this too. It's been on rotation, to say the least.
rumors.
You know, there comes a time in every radio show where there's a necessity for a PSA. And I don't have Lily here today to read the PSA, so I'll be doing it over The Sounds of Imposter by Ollie XL. I've got a little more Ollie XL in store later in the show, so don't feel bad that I'm talking over this one. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Also, on a different kind of PSA-related note, go vote today, if you can, and if you haven't already. Do that, because today's election day. Today's the day to vote. Just think, you've got one day to vote, and this is it. Well, unless you voted earlier or whatever. I hope that doesn't count as political speech, because I don't remember how to properly log political speech. I probably shouldn't say that on the air. But I think saying to go vote is pretty apolitical. You should do it. Anyways, just as I'm finishing this extended bout of speech, I have a song queued up by Actress. There's an Angel in the Shower from the record AZD. Actress just released a new album, which is not AZD, but I've been enjoying it lately, and I've been listening to his music quite a bit. He's just some British guy who makes, like, weird electronic music. So if you've heard my shows before, if you know much about me, you can see where the appeal is for me. Anyways, yeah, there's an Angel in the Shower by Actress. Enjoy, and keep it locked for another 40-ish minutes, because I got more tunes. I'll never run out. Thank you.
You make it look
This is Sugar and Diesel by Echo 2K. This one's dedicated to all of the sensitive boys of the world. Once again, Sugar and Diesel by Echo 2K, dedicated to all of the sensitive boys around the world who get in their emotions every now and then. I don't really mean that. this song that is beginning behind me is RS by Klein and TM, another tune I have been listening to quite a bit lately. I think Klein is one of the most important active musicians, and she does she makes some of the best experimental music of the past couple years, if you ask me. And I think she's really pushing electronic music into a beautiful and good space. Her album, Star in the Hood, which this is not from, this is just a Lucy single. Star in the Hood was one of my favorite releases last year, so highly recommend that if you're into kind of like strange, hauntological ambient music. This one's a little more conventional though, but still very good. Anyways, once again, this is RS by Klein featuring TM.
What a day, TM stand up and play. Clocked in at the start of the day. Dark skin, they wanna know what he ate. Spark up on the foggiest day. Spend a little time with my mom other day. At the SM, like, TM, which one you wanna play? I'm the next team. Fine girl, I have to go do my next team. Okay, I'm gonna just restart. What a day. TM, stand up, don't play. Clocked in at the start of the day. Dark skin, they wanna know what he ate. Spark up on the foggiest day. Spend a little time with my mom other day. At that same like, TM, which one you wanna play? I'm the next thing. I ain't gonna have to go do my next thing. TM, like, please stop texting. Big things have to do it all again and again. TM, CA. Thank you. How we can talk if you feel misplaced? TM, I know they like feeling out of place. Take what you want and give me some space. Cooking and plates, headache be gone like out on my face. Slow shit really make me unfazed. TM, it might just get a little hazy. Sometimes lazy, talk a little crazy. Love a compliment like thank you, maybe. Like thank you, maybe. It get easy, sometimes corny. Sometimes corny, keep it all cool for the honey. Nigga like me. Okay, wait. TM, it might just get a little hazy. Sometimes lazy, talk a little crazy. Love a compliment like thank you, maybe. Like thank you,
like thank you, maybe. Sometimes corny, keep it all cool for the honeys. Nigga like me, keep it all cool for the honeys. Nigga like me, I be working and shining. Damn.
Damn.
That's it.
Oh yeah, I forgot the song had a long outro that I meant to talk over until now, but hopefully you enjoyed that. I mean, I think it's a really incredible, innovative, avant-garde song, and I think it's sick, and I love music, and I think that's beautiful. Anyways, you know what? I'm gonna just yap for a little bit while I'm here. I've been watching basketball because the basketball season's back, so I guess I'll talk a bit about that. Last night, my Orlando Magic lost a crushing defeat against the Dallas Mavericks. We were up in the first quarter, which was all I was able to catch, and then I checked my phone later, and boom, we're losing by like 20 points in the end of the game. But that's the Magic. However, we've gotten off to a good start so far. I believe we're 4-3 now, and I like that. That's a lot better than we have been in the past years. Some of our top guys are injured, though, which is a shame. Anyways, yeah, I'd like to give a big shout-out today to number one overall NBA draft pick, Victor Wembanyama, of the San Antonio Spurs. He has single-handedly made one of the least exciting and least engaging basketball teams to watch, like hot ticket television. I mean, he is turning out to be just the unicorn of a basketball player that we all wanted and expected him to be, which is awesome. But yeah, he's been really fun to watch. If you're not familiar, he's like 7'6". He's 19 years old. I believe he's just a couple weeks older than myself. And he's a French basketball player who came in. He was touted as the best prospect in basketball since LeBron James, which, I mean, that's high praise. And so far, he's been just as exciting as we hoped. And once again, the San Antonio Spurs were just about the least impressive team of all last year. There was, like, a little bit of future in them, but not that much excitement going on. And now they have their guy who's just making them fun to watch again. And I'd rather have a team that's fun to watch and loses a lot than wins a lot and isn't fun to watch. But miraculously, the Spurs are winning quite a bit too. They've beaten the Phoenix Suns twice in a row, who before the season people were saying were favorites. I don't know about that now, but yeah, Victor Wembanyama, if you're listening, if you're out there, keep it up. We love you from up in Boston. I don't know. I don't speak for everyone, but I speak for myself. I love when basketball's fun, and I love when basketball's good. Anyways, I've talked over half of this song, but in the background, we've got the sounds of Jesse Lanza, Strange Emotion. I'm pretty sure I played this on the air before just on account of playing like 100 million Jesse Lanza songs in my time here at WMFO. But yeah, good stuff. Pull My Hair Back is a great album from her, 2012, her for 2014. Wow. From her first, it was her first record. Anyways, I'm gonna just keep talking about basketball because I kind of feel like it. So I'll go back to a little bit of Orlando Magic talk because that's what I know best. One of our guys, our starting shooting guard, Jalen Suggs, he was, I believe, the fourth overall pick in the 2021 draft. And last year, I was not convinced about him at all. But this year, I've like seen the light. I think he's a key rotational piece to our team, and I think that he could be really great. He's just, he's got heart and like soul, and you can really tell when like you're watching the game. You can tell how passionate he is about the sport. And there aren't, I mean, I think a lot of the time, there's like a common narrative around a lot of basketball players where they don't love the sport. And they don't care about the sport. It's like a job to them. And I think that's okay, because like get money how you need to get money. If you're 7 foot seven, like if you're handed the genes to be 7 foot seven, you may as well take that and like be famous and make money off of basketball. But I think that it sometimes is sad to see like players who clearly once really did love the game like begin to treat it as a job. But Jalen Suggs goes out there every night and just like plays his hardest. I see a lot of confidence in him too, which I think is really admirable. Even when the shots don't fall, he's just very confident and very like strong on the court and very passionate, and I really love to see that. And we've also, for those watching the Magic, aka me and like two other people, we've been Our main starting center, Wendell Carter Jr., has been out on a little injury. So we've been starting Goga Bidatsi, who I believe is a Georgian player. And I think he's really, really good. I like to see him play a little more. I think he's got like good heart, good hustle, all that. And our rookie, Anthony Black, one of our two rookies. We have Anthony Black and Jet Howard. Jet Howard has not seen as much playing time as I wish he had. But Anthony Black's playing a lot, and he's also like gaining a little confidence out on the court. It's really nice to see. He's also like 1 or 2 days older than me, which makes me feel extremely washed. Not really. Anyways, I'm gonna get back to the music. This is Manners by Arca from one of her first EPs, Stretch 2. Hope you enjoyed my basketball talk. Shout out Victor Wembanyama, Wemby, whatever. I'll be back on the mic in a bit. Keep it locked for like 15 plus more minutes. We'll be right back. I'm going to hop back on the mic real quick because I love the sound of my own voice. Hopefully you've been enjoying The Sounds of Manners by Arca off of the Stretch 2 EP. Both Stretch EPs are really cool, really good stuff. And I mean, Arca, for those of you tapped into the experimental electronic world, or the left field pop music world even, because she's sort of crossed over a bit. She's one of the greatest to do it right now. I really appreciate what she does, bringing really bizarre and beautiful textures to a, I guess, wider audience. And my next song is another track by Kalayla, from her EP Hallucinogen. This is a message. It's called A Message, and it's another one of my favorite tracks lately. And you'll see why in just a moment. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. As promised, I've got a little more Ollie XL for you guys from his album Rogue Intruder Soul Enhancer, one of the best releases of 2019 if you ask me. This is Clumsy. I believe it's his most successful song to date, which isn't saying that much because I don't think a lot of people know about Ollie XL, but I think that that'll change soon with the next album. Hopefully, maybe. Who knows? And I've got this and one more song for you, so keep it locked. 10 more minutes. You know the drill. Do my closing remarks real quick because I really love this song and don't want to talk over it, and it's my final song for today. So thank you all for listening. If you are listening, I hope you have an amazing day. If you aren't, I also hope you have an amazing day. And thanks for keeping it locked as always. Come back next week for more tunes and more fun. I hope you tolerated my yammering and my tune selections, and I just hope everyone has a beautiful day. Many of my fellow students are off. I hope you all have a great day off. Or if you aren't, I hope you have a nice Friday schedule. You probably have a lighter load than usual. Anyways, this This is A Walk Down Chapel by Jam City from his second album, Dream a Garden. I play a lot of stuff from his first album, Classical Curves, but this is from the second one. And I'm just going to let it play because I really love this song. It's very beautiful. This has been Jack, and this is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good one.